And good afternoon, everyone. It's the new year, 2022. Here we are. How did we get there? I have no idea. My name's Mark. I'm a solicitor at Laudit Solicitors. And I'm joined today just to have a very brief discussion over a news report that we've just seen. And I'm joined by my colleague, Ellis Sweetenham. Ellis, are you there?
Good afternoon, everybody. I am indeed. How are you, Mark?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, I'm not too bad. I have to say, I kind of, when you had sent me the link to that, this article that we're going to discuss, I had a quick look at it and I thought, crikey, I mean, that can get very deep in terms of the law and application and being able to, of course, consider what the ultimate person, which is the consumer, what the expectations are for them and, of course, their protection. So you said to me, well, why don't we just, instead of just chatting about it, you said, why don't we just press record and actually do a brief podcast? So here we are. So I guess first things first, Ellis, that article that we're talking about, just give us a brief overview as to what that article was saying when you sent it to me and why it interested you.
Yeah, absolutely. So as reported today, Google and Facebook, two of potentially the biggest companies on the internet, have been hit with massive fines of over £175 million in terms of their use of cookies on their website. So this fine has been hit by the French regulators, so the regulators in the EU, and yes, massive, massive fines in relation to their use of cookies. And right. We don't mean the chocolate chip variety.
We don't know. Well, that was my initial thought, that you thought you were sending me an article on some nice, tasty cookies. But of course, that wasn't the case, and you didn't get the joke. You just thought I was being silly. But there we are. We'll move swiftly on from that one. Okay, well, it's huge that they've been fined such an immense amount of money. I mean, that's a lot of money to be fined that amount of money. What does it mean for the consumers?
That is a lot of chocolate chip cookies.
Well, it is a lot of chocolate. I like what you did there. It's a lot of chocolate chip cookies. So, I mean, what does it mean then? So first things first, let's go back to basics. Okay, so we're dealing with Facebook and who else was it? Did you say Google?
Google.
Wow. So Facebook and Google. We go on to the internet. We go on and we type in www. And then we'll click on facebook.com. Okay? We click onto Facebook. It will immediately come up with what? What is it we're expecting to see in relation to cookies?
So normally you have a pop-up cookie policy. So these have become synonymous with every website now. Have a little pop-up that says, do you want to accept these cookies? Now, cookies are online trackers. So effectively, it's a little bit of software that's then downloaded onto your computer and tracks what you're clicking on, what you're viewing, and that may then feed data into adverts that you see, certain pop-ups you might get in the future.
Right.
So the pop-up you'll see on the website normally asks you to accept or reject potential cookies that website wants to download.
Right, so let's just pause there a second and just go back to the cookie sort of thing. So they're important to the platform or the controller of said website that they are tracking your, so these text files, these small pieces of data that are being collected when you're navigating through that particular website. For example, what we're thinking, like a username and a password or your time that you're spending on a particular aspect of that website.
I think a good example is if you were, for example, on an e-commerce website, so you're shopping on your favourite shop, how long do you spend lingering on a certain link compared to others? And then maybe you might get an advert for that later. I think we've all experienced that. You've had a quick browse of something and then later on you're on social media or another platform and bam, there's the advert for the thing you've been looking at.
Right. So, and this is important because it's the core reason for it is to improve your web browsing experience. That's correct, isn't it? So for it to improve your web browsing experience, people are going to go, well, I want to improve my web browsing experience. So I'm just going to tick and say I'm happy with everything that's being is being suggested. And it's being suggested in what way? You've just mentioned that something comes up at the bottom. It normally is like a little pop-up. So it's asking you to accept and agree to how the cookies, so how these small pieces of data are being collected, how they're being stored and what they're being used for. Let's be honest, between you and I and everyone else listening to this podcast, do you just tick accept all?
Yeah.
And
every time.
And you're doing that because you're expecting the particular website owner to be compliant with all the various laws of the land in terms of data protection, etc. And you're expecting it all to be the same types of cookies and the same reasoning and what, you know, for why they're collecting that information from you. We're just expecting, we're trusting in the website, aren't we?
Yeah.
However, some people are a little bit more skeptical about that. I'm struggling with my words today.
Yes,
they're not really happy about being, you know, just so trusting. So they wish to have time to click on the pop-up and read through in further detail how their data is being used. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, those people can say, well, I'll accept these, and they can tick, 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 tick this up. I'm not accepting that. That's not, you know, I'm not doing it. So they then press accept afterwards, but they're not accepting all. They've been given the time to review, and because they've been given the time to review, they've now been able to move on into their experience and know that it's being used in accordance with their wishes. Bring this back to Facebook and Google. What's happened then, and why is it they've been fined? Just give us more detail.
So I think what we, like you say, most of us just click accept, and that's quite a straightforward process. One click of the button, job's done, it goes away. The issue that Google and Facebook have had here is they're making it too difficult for users to refuse the cookies. So if anyone has clicked refuse, like you say, sometimes you have to refuse all of the options, or you have certain cookies you can accept, certain ones you can refuse. I think the issue here with Google and Facebook is users are, there's too many clicks, there's too many steps for people to refuse the cookies, and that's actually causing problems for the consumers and is then unfair to those consumers that don't want to accept the cookies, which they're well within their rights to do so.
Right, okay. And that's a huge company as well, isn't it? Well, both of them, you know, they're huge entities around the world, and they damn well should know better, shouldn't they?
Yeah, you would have thought, like I say, the two, arguably one of the two biggest technology companies in the world.
They should allow more time, yeah.
Yeah, who have all of the resources to have all the legal advice. You would think that they would be absolutely at the top of their game, top notch, complying with everything, but that isn't the case.
No. Okay. All right. Well, look, what I think's now important is for us to now take the side of, say, Facebook or Google or the smaller fish, you know, the everyday business that is trading online, that is offering what we call a brochure website for people to view their website. No, they're not be selling, and it's not e-commerce. They're just selling their services. They're just saying, here, have a read through this, and if so, get in touch with us. All of these companies, all of these businesses, these websites, they all need to comply with the relevant laws of the land. And of course, part of that, they need to be able to present this pop-up in some shape or form. Now, we had some problems with a lot of our companies, and now sadly bringing up the dreaded COVID pandemic and the lockdowns that we had that started a couple of years ago. Businesses were struggling to navigate their way through how they can keep their business running. And they immediately went, well, I'm going to have to just go more online. You know, they're used to going around and knocking on doors. They're used to, you know, having leaflets being passed out in the square, or, you know, they're used to, just everything other than going
networking
on a website.
Networking, yeah.
Absolutely. They now have to take their whole business to an online platform through their website, so they get it redesigned. And then we started getting a lot of calls, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. The world went indoors. The world had to stay indoors.
Yeah.
Then inevitably the world went online.
And then because of that, we got a lot of calls. But the reason why is because of certain compliance packages that we can offer. We call it Stay Legal, and we're telling our listeners now that your website, it's crucial that your website must stay legal. Don't think you can hide behind anything. Okay, you can
be held to account. Well, just look at the size of the fine that Google and Facebook have got. That isn't just because they're massive. The implications of not complying with these regulations and having everything in place can be massive.
Of course, yeah, and it really can. So what we then started to do within our packages is we were then saying, look, just try and calm down for a week or two, give us the website name, agree to the following terms in terms of cost, or we might even review it out of courtesy because you're an existing client. We were then looking through and finding all sorts of potential issues with their website and it not being legally compliant. So within our packages, cookies and a cookie policy was of course part of it. But understanding that was a very different thing, and it took time and for our clients to really sit down and go, okay, so why has this got to do with me? I just want to sell. Well, it becomes very much so to do with you as an entity and the information that is being retained. And of course, your compliance with data protection, okay? And I guess at the end of the day, what we're saying is, if you've read the article that we've read and you've seen the sort of fines and you need to talk to someone and try and get an understanding as to, you know, all the different policies, all the different terms and conditions that you're providing your customers on your website, and you wanting to make sure that it is compliant and that it is okay so you can sleep at night, we're not ambulance chasers. At the end of the day, we'll get on with our work anyway. And a lot of things we can point you in the right direction for. So there's no cost implications of you calling us, but we do say, give us a call.
Yeah, that Stay Legal package that we offer is fully your safety net to ensure that you are complying with these GDPR regulations, which are sort of a web of lots of issues, and it's easy to get trapped in them. Stay Legal is just your peace of mind.
It is.
Let us handle it. Let you have the peace of mind to make sure that you're protected, and also your customers are safe and protected. And it's a no-brainer. It's peace of mind.
Yeah, it is. And also, just to add, we've actually had a few of our clients that have phoned up and said, can you go and review and provide an audit of my website? Paid us a fixed fee on that, which we will tell you if you give us a call and everything, what those different costs are. But they phoned us up and said they want us to do this and are really panicky. We've looked through it and gone, do you know what? You've done a really good job here. You've found yourself to be compliant. We're happy. Keep going. Earn yourself some money and best of luck to you. So it's not always a case of doom and gloom and you found that there's all these policies and all of these terms and conditions that you've ripped from a free sample part of a random website or off of Google or something like that, that, it sometimes it works and you're doing what is expected of you, okay?
Yeah, so, we won't always just sell it for the sake of selling it.
No. Oh, absolutely no. Well, we're not like that. We just, what's the point in that? At the end of the day, we're all in this together, you know? So, I mean, yeah. Ellis, I've got to say, thank you so much for joining me for this, because it was easier to press record and discuss this briefly. I know we've rushed for you a few points, and I think that, you know, there is scope to really go into the meat of the law, and more so the meat of the law. But that's maybe for another podcast, which we can arrange and will be available soon. For now, have a listen to the article. I mean, it's all over the internet. It's nowhere specific that you'll need to find it on Facebook and Google and cookie issues that they've had. So thanks for joining me, Ellis.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Well, as always, if you do need to get in touch with us, you can call us on 02380 235 979, or you can email us on info@laudit.co.uk. If you're following us on one of the music platforms, then you'll need to go to our website if you want to do a website consultation booking, which is www.laudit.co.uk. Alternatively, you can go straight to our Stay Legal website, which is a entity in itself, which is www.staylegal.co.uk. Hope to hear from you soon, and best of luck, and speak to you soon. Take care. Thanks.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Bye, Ellis. Bye.